சைத்தன சங்காயனும் சைத்தன் சத்தாமிரம் ஆதிலீலா த்ரயோதஸ் பரிச்சேத் சாப்டர் 30 நெக்ஸ்ட் 9
যৌতুকোপাইলো যত গরিবা ছিল যত যৌতুকোপাইলো যত সবধন বিপ্রে কজিল দান সবধন যত মর্তক গায়ন ভাট কিঞ্চন জন যত ধন দিয়া কইল সবার মান শ্রীবাসের ব্রাহ্মণী নাম তার মালিনী শ্রীবাসের ব্রাহ্মণী আচার্যর ত্রির পত্নী সঙ্গে আচার্যর সিন্দুর হরিদ্রা তৈল হই কলা নারী কেল সিন্দুর দিয়া পূজে নারী গণ রঙ্গে দিয়া পূজে অদ্বৈত আচার্য ভার্যা জগত পূজিতার্যা অদ্বৈত আচার্য ভার্যা নাম তার সীতা ঠাকুরাণী নাম তার সীতা ঠাকুরাণী আচার্যের আজ্ঞা পাইয়া গেল উপহার লইয়া আচার্যের দেখিতে বালক শিরোমণি দেখিতে বালক শিরোমণি সুবর্ণের কড়ি বৌড়ি রজত মুদ্রা পাঁচুলি সুবর্ণের কড়ি বৌড়ি সুবর্ণের অঙ্গদ কঙ্কণ সুবর্ণের অঙ্গদ কঙ্কণ বাহুতে দিব্য শঙ্খ রজতের মল বঙ্ক দুবাহু স্বর্ণ মুদ্রার নানাহার গোণ স্বর্ণ মুদ্রার নানাহার ব্যাঘ্র নখ হেম জড়ি কটি পট সূত্র ডোরি ব্যাঘ্র নখ হেম জড়ি হস্ত পদের যত আভরণ হস্ত পদের যত আভরণ চিত্রবর্ণ পট শাড়ি বুনি ফুত পট পট পাড়ি চিত্রবর্ণ পট চালে স্বর্ণ রৌপ্য মুদ্রা বহু ধন স্বর্ণ রৌপ্য দুর্বাধান্য ঘোর চন হরিদ্রা কুঙ্কুম চন্দন দুর্বাধান্য ঘোর চন মঙ্গল দ্রব্য পাত্র ভরিয়া মঙ্গল দ্রব্য বস্ত্রগুপ্ত দোলা চড়ি সঙ্গে লইয়া দাসী চেড়ি বস্ত্রগুপ্ত দোলা বস্ত্রালঙ্কার পেটারি ভরিয়া বস্ত্রালঙ্কার পেটারি ভক্ষ ভোজ্য উপহার সঙ্গে লইল বহু ভার ভোজ্য উপহার সচি গৃহে হইল উপনীত সচি গৃহে হইল দেখিয়া বালক ঠাম সাক্ষাত গোকুল কান দেখিয়া বর্ণ মাত্র দেখি বিপরীত বর্ণ মাত্র সর্বঙ্গ সুনির্মাণ সুবর্ণ প্রতিমা ভান সর্ব সর্বঙ্গ সুলক্ষণময় সর্বঙ্গ সুলক্ষণময় মালকের দিব্য জ্যোতি দেখি পাইল বহু প্রীতি বাসল্যেতে দ্রবিল হৃদয় বাসল্যেতে দ্রবিল হৃদয় দুর্বাধান্য দিল শীর্ষে কইল বহু আশিষে দুর্বাধান্য দিল চিরজীবী হও দুই ভাই চিরজীবী হও দুই ডাকিনী সাংখিনী হইতে শঙ্কা উপজিল চিতে ডাকিনী সাংখিনী ডরে নাম থুইল নিমাই ডরে নাম থুইল নিমাই
সব ধর্ম বিপ্রে দিল দান যত নর্তক গায়ন ভাট কিঞ্চন জন ধন দিয়া কইল সবার মান হোয়াট এভার রিচেস জগন্নাথ মিশ্র কালেক্টেড ইন দি ফর্ম অফ গিফটস এন্ড প্রেজেন্টেশন and whatever he had in his house he distributed among the brahmanas professional singers dancers bhatas and the poor he honored them all by giving them riches in charity observing birth festival of his son, Gaurasundara Nimai, Jagannath Mishra. That is very custom, principle, that ceremony should be observed like that. The vivid description is here. Srivasera Brahmani Tar Nama Malini Acharya Ratner Patni Sange Sinduro Haridra Tailo Khoi Kola Nari Kela Diya Puje Nari Ganarange. The wife of Srivas Thakur's name was Malini, accompanied by the wife of Chandrasekhara Acharya Ratna and other ladies, came there in great happiness to worship the baby with the paraphernalia of vermilion, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas and coconuts. These are the paraphernalia to be used in newly born baby, to worship newly born baby. Vermilion, khai, fused rice, bananas, coconuts, turmeric mixed with oil are all auspicious gifts for such a ceremony. As there is pod rice, so there is another preparation rice called khai or fused rice. It's not available in Western country. It's all available here we have. Which, along with the bananas, is taken as a very auspicious presentation. Also, turmeric mixed with oil and vermilion makes an auspicious ointment that is smeared over the body of a newly born baby or a person who is going to marry. During marriage also this is offered. These are all auspicious activities in family affairs. We see that 500 years ago, at the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these ceremonies were performed rigidly. But at present, such ritualistic performances hardly ever take place. Was it taken place during your birth? No. But it's all taken place in my birth. Yes, I know it. We observe it. But nowadays, it's going to be, let's say, banished, you see. Not observing. Generally, a pregnant mother is sent to the hospital, and as soon as her child is born, is washed with the antiseptic, and this concludes everything. Finished. No ceremony, nothing. Adyita Acharya Bharja Jagat Pujita Arja Nam Tar Sita Thakurani Acharya Ajna Paya Gelo Upahar Loya Dekhite Balako Siromani. One day, shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Adita Acharya's wife Sita Devi, who is worshipable by the whole world, taking permission of her husband, went to see the topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. It appears that Adita Acharya had two different houses, one at Santipur and one at Navadip. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Adita Acharya was residing at his, not at his Navadipa house, but at his Santipur house. Therefore, as formerly explained, Nijalaya, from Adita's old paternal house in Santipur, Sita came to Navadipa to present gifts to the newly born child, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Suvarnera Kodi Bauli, these are the ornaments, presentation. Suvarnera Kodi Bauli, Rajata Mudra Pansuli, Suvarnera Angada Kankana, Du bahute divya sangha rajatera malabanka swarna mudrar nana haragana. She brought different kinds of golden ornaments. Suvarnera kadi bauli. Kadi bauli, bangles worn on the hand. Rajatta mudra, gold coins. Pansuli, a kind of ornament covering the foot. Suvarnera angada, made of gold, a kind of ornament made of gold. Kankana, another kind of ornament for hand. Du bahute divya sankha, in two arms, divya celestial consoles. Rajater malabanka, malabanka bangles on the foot made of gold. Rajata, I think, is silver. Swarna is gold. Swarna Mudra made of gold, nana, haro, guna. Many necklaces, anklets made of gold. She brought all these gifts, presentations. Very rich. Aditya Acharya was very rich. Isn't it? What will be value nowadays? All this. What will be value? More than thousands of dollars. Isn't it? It's made of gold. It's all made of gold. More than thousands of dollars. So such ceremony is ever celebrated in Western country on the occasion of a newly born baby? No. Who gives such presentations? Such ornaments made of gold? But it's Vedic system, it's Indian culture. It's generally such different, the friends, they come and they present these ornaments. Yes, these general presentations, exchange of presentations. Background akha hemajari koti pato sutra dori hasta pader jato abharana chitra varna pato sari buni photo pato pari swarna rupya mudra bahudhana. There were also tiger nails set in gold, waist decorations of silk and lace, ornaments for the hands and legs, nicely printed silken saris, and a child's garment also made of silk, many other riches, including gold and silver coins. Parpar Srila Prabhupada says, from the gifts presented by Sita Thakurani, Aditya Acharya's wife, it appears that Aditya Acharya was at that time a very rich man. Yes. Very rich man. Although Brahmanas are not very rich in the society, Aditya Acharya, being the leader of the Brahmanas in Shantipur, was considerably well-to-do. Therefore, he presented many ornaments to the baby, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Kamalakanta Biswas asking for 300 rupees from the king of Jagannath Puri, Maharaj Pratarudra, on the plea that Aditya Acharya was in debt for that amount, indicates that such a rich man who could present many valuable ornaments, saris, etc., thought it difficult to repay 300 rupees. How will it be? Therefore, the value of a rupee at that time was many thousands of times greater than it is now. Value of one rupee at that time, present rate, more than 1,000 rupees. The value of the money is so decreased nowadays. And going to decrease more, therefore they produce paper money. There are money, silver coins and golden coins. No paper money. Nowadays paper money, only paper. What value is there? What value? At present, no one feels difficulty over a debt of 300 rupees. Nor can an ordinary man accumulate such valuable ornaments to present to a friend's son. Probably the value of 300 rupees at the time was equal to the present value of 30,000 rupees, or more than that. Yes. You see. Durva dhanya gorachana haridra kunkuma chandana mangala dravya matatra bharya vastra gupta dola chori sungye loya dasi chedi vastra alamkar petari bharya. This is, you can say, after the social, custom and social setup at that time. What it is mentioned here. This Aditya Acharya's wife Sita Thakurani is coming, not walking, riding a palan queen covered with cloth and accompanied by maid servant. Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannath Mishra. palanquin that is covered, not open palanquin. Covered with cloth and accompanied by maid servants. It says, Dasi Cheri. Dasi means maid servant, Cheri means the female attendants. It's aristocratic family. Do you understand? The aristocratic family, this is aristocratic family. They won't go walking. If they go, palanquin, riding palanquin is not open. It's covered. Do you understand? And many maid servants will follow also. It's like royal. Do you understand? Like king. Aristocratic family set. So riding in a palanquin covered with cloth and accompanied by maid servants, Sita Thakurani came to the house of Jagannath Mishra, bringing her many auspicious articles, such as fresh grass, paddy, gorachana, turmeric, kumkum, sandalwood. They are all auspicious paraphernalia. All these presentations filled a large basket. How they are performing this ceremony of a newly born baby, son. The words Vastra Gupta Dola are very significant in this verse. Even 50, 60 years ago in Calcutta, all respectable ladies would go to a neighboring place riding on a palanquin carried by four men. It is 500 years ago, isn't it? Prabhupada says, even 50 or 60 years ago, in Calcutta, all respectable ladies would go to a neighboring place riding on a palanquin carried by four men. That's a fact. The palanquin was covered with soft cotton, and in that way, there was no chance to see a respectable lady traveling in public. Ladies, especially those coming from respectable families, could not be seen by ordinary men. No. This system is still current in some remote places, still current, yes, in remote places. The Sanskrit word asurjapasya indicates that a respectable lady could not be seen even by the sun. Asurjapasya. Could not be seen even by the sun. Yes. Never goes out of the house. The sun won't see her. Yes. Asurjapasya. Always remain inside. What is the condition now? All naked, going on the street and grand road, galloping like mares, isn't it? High heel. Where is chastity? Where is purity? Completely spoiled, isn't it? But that's how they are maintaining, you see. Even a respectable lady could not be seen by the sun. In the Oriental culture, this system was very much prevalent and strictly observed by respectable ladies, both Hindus and Muslims. We have actual experience in our childhood that our mother would not go next door to her house, to observe an invitation by walking. Prabhupada says, his mother. She would go in either a carriage or a palanquin carried by four men. Prabhupada's mother. Yes, that's fact. Our mother, I saw also. Yes. Observe. This custom was also strictly followed 500 years ago. And the wife of Aditya Acharya, being a very respectable lady, observed the customary rules current in the social environment. How it was. Bhakya bhujya upahara sange laila bahubhara sachi grihe haila upanita dekhiya balaka thamo sakhyat gokula kana varna matro dekhi viparita. When Sita Thakurani came to the house of Sachi Devi, bringing with her many kinds of eatables, dresses and other gifts, she was astonished to see the newly born child, for she appreciated that except for a difference in color, child was directly Krishna of Goloka himself. Yes, he's Krishna. Child was directly Krishna of Goloka. That's a fact. A petari is a kind of big basket that is carried in pairs on the ends of a rod balanced over the shoulders. The man who carries such a load is called bhari. This system of carrying luggage and packages is still current in India and other oriental countries, and we have seen that the same system is still current even in Jakarta, Indonesia. Yes, it's still current. Still also current in India, in Orissa, in some rural areas. Sarva anga sunirmana suvarna pratima bhana sarva anga sulakshanamaya balake divya jyoti dekhi paila bahu priti vatsalyate dravila hrudaya. Seeing the transcendental bodily effulgence of the child, each of his nicely constructed limbs full of auspicious signs and resembling a form of gold, Sita Thakurani was very much pleased, and because of her maternal affection, she felt as if her heart were melting. Durba dhanyo dilo sirse kaila bahu asise chirajibe ho dui bhai dakini saugiri hoite sanka pujilo chite dare nama phuilo nimai. She blessed the newly born child by placing fresh grass and paddy on his head and saying, "May you be blessed with the long duration of life." But being afraid of ghosts and witches, she gave the child the name Nimai. Nimai. Huh? Being afraid of ghosts and witches. Ghosts and witches won't go to Nim tree. Nimai. Dankini, Sankini are two companions of Lord Shiva and his wife, who are supposed to be extremely inauspicious. Having been born ghostly life, born of ghostly life, it is believed that such inauspicious living creatures cannot go near a neem tree. At least, medically, it is accepted that neem wood is extremely antiseptic. Formerly, it was customary to have a neem tree in front of one's house. Huh? We have so many neem trees here, this place. This is Nimai's place. Yes, so many neem trees. It's customary to have neem tree in front of one's house. On very large roads in India, especially Uttar Pradesh, there are hundreds and thousands of neem trees. Here in also roads you'll find neem trees are there. Neem wood is so antiseptic that Ayurvedic science uses it to cure leprosy. Medical science have extracted the active principle of the neem tree, which is called margosic acid. Neem is used for many purposes, especially brush the teeth. In Indian villages, 90% of people use neem twigs for this purpose. Because of all the antiseptic effects of the neem tree, and because of Lord Chaitanya was born beneath a neem tree, Sita Thakurani gave the Lord name Nimai. Later, in his youth, he was celebrated as Nimai Pandit. And in the neighborhood villages, he was called by that name, although his real name was Vishwambhara, who maintains the whole universe, that is Vishwambhara, Supreme Lord. Understand? So, the poems here is very, this is not difficult to understand. Bengali poems and translations I told. I think those who cannot understand English, there will be no difficulty on their part to understand the poems here. No other Lord is as merciful in delivering fallen souls. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita most emphatically stresses that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, is not an expansion of the prakasa or virasa forms of Sri Krishna. He is the Swayam Rupa Govinda. Apart from relevant scriptural evidences forwarded by Sri Lord Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. There are innumerable statements regarding Lord Chaitanya as being the Supreme Lord Himself. Chaitanya Upanishad, there is one Upanishad named Chaitanya Upanishad. It mentions, Gaura Sarvatma Mahapurusha Mahatma Mahajogi Trigunatita Sattarupa Bhakti Loke Kasyati. Lord Gauranga, who is the all-pervading super soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appears as a great saint, powerful mystic, who is above three modes of nature and is the emblem of transcendental activity. He disseminates the cult of devotion throughout the world. Sudhasvatara Upanishad says, Tam isaranam paramam maheswaram, tam devatanam paramam cha daivatam, patim patinam paramam parastat, vidama devam bhuvanesu idyam. O Supreme Lord, you are the Supreme Maheswara, the worshipable deity of all the demigods, and Supreme Lord of all lords. You are the controller of all controllers, the personality of Godhead, the Lord of everything worshipable. Mahan Prahuravai Purusa, Sapta Sisa Pravartaka, Sunirmalang Imam Prapting Isano Jyotirabhya. This is Sweta Svetara Upanishad. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Mahaprabhu, who disseminates transcendental enlightenment. Just to be in touch with Him is to be in contact with the indestructible Brahma Jyoti. Mundaka Upanishad says, Jada pasya pasyate rukmabarnam kartaram isam purusam brahma joni. One who sees that golden colored personality of Godhead, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Actor, who is the source of the Supreme Brahman, is liberated. One should always meditate. He destroys insults to his devotees, he removes the distress of his devotees, satisfies their desires. He, the abode of all holy places, shelter of all sages, worshipable by Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, he is the boat of the demigods for crossing the ocean of birth and death. Tektva sudustyaja surepsita rajyalakshmi dharmishtarja vatasadada gadaranyam maya margum daita ipsitam annodhavad mande maha purusunti charanaravindam. We offer our respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of the Lord, upon whom one should always meditate. He left his household life, leaving aside his eternal consort, whom even the denizens of heaven adore. He went into the forest to deliver the fallen souls who are put into illusion by material energy, took up sannyas. Prahlad said, this is the seventh canto of Bhagavatam, Itam nutrijya garusi deva dhavavatari, lokan vivavaisyansi jagat pratipan, dharma mahapurusapasi jugan vruttam, channa kalaujad avavastri jugata sattam. My Lord, you kill all the enemies of the world in your multifarious incarnations, in the families of men, animals, demigods, rishis, aquatics, and so on. Thus, you illuminate the world with transcendental knowledge. In the age of Kali, O Mahapurusha, you sometimes appear in covered incarnation. Therefore, you are known as Trijuga, one who appears only in three jugas. Krishna Jamala says, Punya Khetre Navadipe Bhavishyami Satisuta. I shall appear in the holy land of Navadipa as the son of Sati Devi. Bhai Purana says, Kalau Sankirtanarambe Bhavishyami Satisuta. In the age of Kali, when the Sankirtana movement is inaugurated, I shall descend as the son of Sati Devi. Brahma Jamala says, Athabahum Dharadhama Bhutva Madhvakta Rupadruk Mayayamcha Bhavishyami Kalau Sankirtanagami. Sometimes I personally appear in the surface of the world in the garb of a devotee. Specifically, I appear as the son of Sati Devi in Kali Yuga to start Sankirtana movement. Ananta Sankirta says, Jayeva Bhagavan Krishna Radhika Pranavallava Sustyado Sajagannatha Gaura Asin Maheswari. The Supreme Person is Sri Krishna Himself, who is the life of Sri Radharani and is the Lord of the universe in creation, maintenance and annihilation, appear as Gaura, O Maheswari. Many
In this way, you will find many Shastric Vedic evidences are there that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord Krishna. Understand? In Rukveda you will find, Rukveda also says, do you understand? Veda it is mentioned. Yahatva Goparinasa Mahe Madanturadhase Saro Gauro Jathapiva. Ruk 845, Sukta 24 Ruk says. As the gopis were mad after Krishna Prema, similarly Prema Purushottama Gaura Hari manifest that madness. Understand? And Gaura Hari, that prema was completely manifested. In other words, that Gaura Chandra, the Supreme Lord who appears accepting the sentiment of Radharani, complexion of Radharani, and inaugurates prema nama sankirtana. Understand? So this is Rukveda. Again in Rukveda says, Agne purbe bhrataro thamitam rathi badvana manna varibhu tasmad bhiya varunadramayam gauro na khipnor vijin jaya. You understand? This is Rukveda. Gaura Chandra is Supreme Lord. When he incarnates, descends here, he never becomes deluded by Maya. And he is wonderfully merciful and is very detached. Even he leaves his own wedded wife in very young age and accepts sannyas. That prema purushottama gauranga, without taking shelter of that prema purushottama gauranga, nobody can get Krishna prema. Rukveda. Mahaprabhu vai purushaha satya seisa pravartaka sunnirmala mimang shanti misano jodirabhya. Iswata Aswata Upanishad says, that supreme person, Mahaprabhu, master, supreme master, who is the, what you say, who gives pure intelligence, from whom comes pure intelligence. If someone is fortunate, gets his kripa, mercy, then he will be free from all material contaminations and get peace. He is very effulgent purusha, jyotirmaya purusha, and is inexhaustible, a bear. He has no deterioration at all. Akhaya. Understand? Sweta Sutra Upanishad. Mundaka Upanishad says, Jada pasya pasya terukumvar namkarta arami sampurusam brahma joni ta vidvan punya papi vidva niranjana paramam samyam upeti. When you will see the Lord appears with a body, his complexion is molten gold, even yama varna, golden complexion, that is Jagatkarta, the master of the and creator of the universe. When someone see, he should understand that by his mercy the person will get transcendental knowledge, and also all his reactions of papa and punya will be completely cleansed off, will develop sudasattva bhav. Purport is that this Sruti mantra, this mantra, Rukmavarna Purusha, the supreme person of golden hue, is Gaura Hari. By his mercy, jiva can get prema bhakti. Understand? This is Mundaka Upanishad. And Bhagavatam 11th canto is there. Krishna Varnam Tuisa Krishna Sangha Pangastra Parsadam Jagyin Sankirtan Prahi Jadanti Sumedasa. What is English? In whose lives always these two alphabets, Krishna, are coming out. Huh? All is chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This word Krishna is always coming out from whose mouth? Whose varna, whose complexion is a Krishna, not Krishna. Otherwise, Gaura. Who appears here with his limbs, sublimbs, weapon, and associates, and starts Sankirtan Jagya. Those who are very intelligent person, they offer worship to that Mahapurusha through Sankirtan Jagya. That is Jagya Sankirtan Pajandhi Sumerasa. Well, in 10th canto you'll find, when Gargacharya came, Gargamuni came, to perform name-giving ritualistic ceremony, purificatory ceremony in Nanda Bhavan. Vasudeva sent him to Nandapura. Do you follow me? Understand? At that time, it is mentioned in 10th canto, Bhagavatam. Gargamuni said, Asan varnastvayor yasya grunnato nujugam tanu sukla raktas tathapita idanim krishna tangataha. They follow. Idanim krishna tangataha. Gargamuni said to Nanda Maharaj, O Maharaj, your this son comes in every yuga. Do you understand? In satya yuga, it comes with the body of whitish. Do you understand? Complexion is white, sukla. In Treta Yuga, the complexion is raktavarna, red, as red as blood. In Kali Yuga, complexion is pita, yellow. Idani, now in Dwapar Yuga, has come with blackish body. Do you understand? This is what he says. So many Vedic and this is 7th kind of 7938. Prahlad Maharaj said, Itam tru nutir jagarusi deva sasavatare lokan vihavajansi jagat pratibhan dharma mahapurusapasi jugan vrutam sanna kalau dad vavastri juga athasattam.
This way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles according to the age. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Tri Yuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas.
Disguised incarnation, prachanna, Disguised incarnation, channa, therefore channa, That verse says, channa kalau jad avava strijuva atha sattam, therefore nana trijuva, is disguised incarnation. That's Prahlad's prayer, Do you follow? Upapurana says, aham eva koche brahman sanyasa sannastita, hari bhakti ngahami kalau papahata naran,
Supreme Lord says, Brahman, in some special Kali Yuga, I will appear and accept sannyas. And I will give Hari Bhakti even to the most degraded sinful persons. Ameva diya sishta nityam prasanna vigraha bhagavad bhakta rupena lokam rakhyami sodha. Adi Puran says, oh, Brahman, I will come in Kali Yuga as disguised incarnation, prasanna vigraha. I will keep my own swarup, Krishna rupa, hidden inside and appear as, come in the form of a bhakta, bhagavad bhakta, Lord's devotee, and establish yuga dharma and protect the people. You understand? There are so many Vedic evidences that how Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna, is Supreme Lord. So Sita Thakurani, therefore, and this Adita Acharya, he knows it. He knows, Adita Acharya knows, therefore when Mahaprabhu appeared in that full moon day and there is eclipse was there, he danced in ecstasy and he gave also charity because Lord has appeared. And prior to that, Adita Acharya was worshipping, offering worship to Sargram Srila every day, giving Ganga Jal and Tulsi, with a roaring voice, calling, please come down, O Lord, please come down, isn't it? And he took up that promise, I must make the Lord come down, otherwise I will not keep this name of the Acharya, give up this name. Such promise he took, and so he made Lord come down, because he is such a devotee. Only devotee can make Lord come down, otherwise who can? Bhakti sa upata rupayo paramatmani naman nama. By the will of your devotee, a desire of a devotee, O Lord, you appear. Yes. Such a dear devotee of the Lord can make the Lord appear. Otherwise, this bhakta vatsala is very dear to his devotee. So, therefore it says, dekhiya bhavaka thama sakhyata gokulo kana varna matra dekhi viparita. So, Aditya Raja knows this thing and his wife knows. Therefore, Sita Thakurani came to the house of Sajidevi bringing with her many kinds of eatables, dresses, other gifts. She was astonished to see the newly born child, for she appreciated that except for a difference in color, child was directly Krishna of Gokul himself. Because they have eyes, they have vision. They are so devotees. Devotees can see. Otherwise, nobody, ordinary person cannot see. Thank you very much. These are Shastri evidences. Many Shastri evidences of that. But so many people, they cannot understand it. And so many so-called great pandits are their philosophers. They don't accept also. They are rascals. There are Shastri evidences. Many Shastri evidences are there. How Mahaprabhu is Supreme.